I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program. We're so happy that you're listening today, and we're hopeful that you'll want to listen throughout the week. Beside that, encourage a friend to listen also. We believe this is certainly something that you'll want to be a part of, and that you'll want to be with us each and every day for these studies. The Word of God is so precious, it is indeed the only book divine that has been given to us, and therefore, as we study it, we'll find it a lamp to our feet and a light unto our pathway. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joint and marrow, and it is alive to discern the thoughts and the intents of a man's heart." There's one thing for sure. We can be rid of false teachers and false doctrine by studying the Word of God. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Will there be a rapture in 1988? Well, we appreciate the one who has asked this question, and certainly we can understand why there might be some wonderment about whether or not there would be a rapture in 1988. You know, just recently, there was one who made a prediction that during the Jewish New Year, September 12 through 14, the Lord was going to have the rapture. It is also said that there would be 7 years of plague and famine and nuclear war before Christ's ultimate victory. This is all written in a book, 88 Reasons Why the Rapture Could Be in 1988. I noticed they used the word could be, and yet they set a date for the coming of the Lord. September 11, 12, and 13, or 14. And already this time has come and passed, and yet we have the book publisher making hundreds of thousands of dollars on a book that fools people by causing them to think something that is not in harmony with God's Word. Is there going to be a rapture in 1988? Well, there hasn't been yet, my friends. In fact, there won't be any rapture at any time. 1988, 1989, 1990, any of these dates you want to give, there won't be a rapture. There never will be one of those because the Bible does not even use the word rapture. Did you know that? And how is it that you can follow someone, if you do, that talks about the rapture when the Bible doesn't talk about it at all? This is Moments with the Bible. We don't want moments with men's fanciful thinking or their theories. We want moments with the Bible, don't we? The idea is not even found in the Bible. But according to some, the rapture means the sudden and possibly secret coming of Christ in the air to catch away from the earth the resurrected bodies of those who have died in the faith, and with them the living saints. They're just going to leave the wicked here. The living wicked shall suffer through the tribulation, is what they say. Because the saints will be gone, then the wicked can stay here and suffer all of these difficulties that are supposed to come. Recently now, this World Bible Society in Nashville, Tennessee, and it has been in our Nashville banner here, but they say put out two booklets combined into one called On Borrowed Time and 88 Reasons Why the Rapture Could Be in 1988. These are written by Edgar C. Whitsunt, and a great deal of time and energy and money no doubt was spent in attempting to prove that which will never be. It is also said, of course, that back here just a little while back in April, Mr. Olive of the World Publishing Society bought a great big piece of land. It cost them $100,000+, and so evidently he didn't believe his own book which was put out. I wonder how we could continue to put any stock in a company that did not believe their own material. The organization estimated, according to the paper, that they would net between $200,000 and $300,000 out of this booklet that was put out. But we find still people believe a lie. Those were written in order that they might gain financial substance, and they no doubt gained them. Even within the book that is written, there is also the inside front cover that you can order this book for $40. Now, right or wrong, it won't be worth much in just a few months from the time it's published. And it's not worth anything right now. It wasn't worth anything when it was published. Because, you see, since the Bible does not tell of the rapture, this man knows absolutely nothing about it.